You know, the interesting bit, Claire, though, and you and I have talked about this in the past, is how the perception of bias, Victorian bias, and how the Victorians view the world different to us. I heard Eddie Maguire the other day. I love Eddie, but he actually said on radio, on Triple M, that the Collingwood Football Club only has three true home games each year. Only three true home games. So they play 14 games at the MCG, 17 games in Melbourne, but in his opinion, in his view, only three of those are real home games, where the Eagles and the Dockers, they play 10 true home games in Perth because it's one-sided crowds and they've got everything going their way.
But they barely travel.
I know, he totally disregarded that we have to fly across the country and, you know, when you go back and you've got massive corks and you have to walk around the plane and ice packs.
It's pretty tough to get across the Yarra. Not easy.
But he was serious. He was dinking. He said, "Listen, you guys get a great job. We should host the grand final every year because you guys have a massive advantage over there. You have 10 home games and we only have three." I nearly drove off the road.
Yeah, he's got black and white coloured glasses, not rose coloured, mate. You know that.
But he's a decent fellow. But that's what they believe. So it's a strange environment. And this whole what's going on at the moment, the pandemic has highlighted our differences, and it's brought up that whole sort of rivalry and who gets the better deal from the AFL. And they think that we get a better deal, even though we know we've never had a 300-game player at the West Coast Eagles. It's so arduous to play footy from over here. And the Eagles have been around for 30-odd years, you know, so it's quite extraordinary how they think.